Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Paranormal Chronicles. I'm your host, Tasha Starr. That was my group, Eve to Adam, Immortal. We do use that theme song, too, for our Tuesday night radio show. I'll promote that real quick on Terrify Radio. It's on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in. The Paranormal Outlaw and Melissa Duck. Most of the time, we do a weekly show, but this past week, I've been sick. And Alyssa was out to dinner, but I can't not wait till Tuesday night again. Got some great guests lined up. Coming from the Dead Files, Steve DeShavi. I hope I'm saying that right. Scheduling him, and amongst other people that I know on TV, radio, and in real life. So how is everybody doing tonight? The studio is located in Lexington, Kentucky, and we got a lot of snow last night. It was crazy. The weatherman said that there was supposed to be like 1 to 2 inches, but it turned out to be 5 to 6. But that's all right. little snow ain't going to hurt nobody, and a little drama never hurts either. I'm going to continue just a little bit from my rant last night. I had to get off the phone because my phone was fine. Anyway, we talked to so many people. Anyway, continuing from that, the family bullshit is out. Who cares? I don't care who makes fun. Like, I ain't been made fun of before. Oh,
it could hurt my feelings.
And continues on. I can go into a little bit more of that here soon. I've got to Jaden, what are you doing?
Playing.
Oh, you gotta love kids. Out playing in the snow. They got a lot more tolerance than I do for this weather. If I had my choice right now, I would be definitely either in Florida or Vegas. Is it warmer in Vegas right now? Where's my Vegas friends at? But definitely Florida. I've talked to one of my friends that lives in Florida, and the weather's awesome. So thanks for raining on my parade again. Mark, I love you. My BFF. This is the struggles with dealing with autistic kids. Not bragging at all, but my son is autistic, and it's a struggle. I mean, he, especially today, we have our days. See, he will constantly talk. He talks to himself or a mirror, and it's just constant repetitive. I do feel sympathy for the parents out there that are listening that do have autistic children. It is hard. I've been doing a little bit more research today. One in 88 children are diagnosed autistic. But if is that really true, though? Be hyper. You know, and exhibiting different behaviors, OCD and stuff like that, but now they classify everything as, like, autism. But my son has been thoroughly evaluated, and he is on the low end of the autism spectrum, which is all right with me. That gives me more of a challenge, and I like challenges.
May I want to play on a tablet?
You can't play on the tablet. I'm doing the radio show right now. Just wait about 25 minutes.
Then I want to play on it?
Yeah.
It's
the radio show. I'm going
to
give you guys a sample of autism and just to show what a joy he is to me. Hit it, Jay.
I will my white dudes. The wall?
Nobody's going to say nothing back, honey, because I don't have the dashboard thing working right now, but what do you have to say to people in America?
McDonald's.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
Wait.
That was the first thing that I heard this morning, and I have not quit hearing it ever since. McDonald's. Go get me McDonald's breakfast. Go get me some nuggets.
Nuggets.
You look like a nugget, all right.
Why not? It's babies.
Nuggets, babies?
Yes.
Whoa. But if you guys get a chance, I'd like you, since we're speaking about autism, go check out my friend on Facebook, and he goes by the Autism Daddy, and
yeah.
Read some of his blogs. His son is just a little bit older than mine is, but it's still the same struggle every day, and, you know, we do it. You know, there's no other choice. We don't abandon people. Not in that condition. Now, if they're a little bit older and adults, that's different.
May I want to play with
that? No, Jay, not right now. I've got to use it for my dashboard for the radio.
No, why not?
Go play.
May I want to play my toy?
Okay.
It butt
beats. Oh, no, get that out of your mouth. See, the struggle rolls on. Jay, seriously, go play. Anyway, the whole family issue right now is oblivious to me, and I think it's funny. And I think it's really funny to me that people start to freak out, have a panic attack, go berserk when people tell the truth. Jayden, get up. Guys, bear with me. I'm trying to deal with my son. Come on, get up.
We worried about all of you.
Gosh. Anyway, again, I don't care how much shit people talk about me. At least I ain't no fucking trailer park whore. Oops, that's why I rated it PG-13. Might use some words I shouldn't use, but. And the whole thing about my family stealing from one member of the family. This is bullshit, and you know it. It's really sad that it had to come to this. And you can run my name to the mud and back times 10. Don't care. I've already been there and done it. So what? You ain't special. None of y'all are. And like I said, I will have the last laugh. Always have, always will. So, I'm going to speak about a couple of upcoming events. Again, the SuperCon in Erie, Pennsylvania, July 24th to the 25th. We will be up there selling our jewelry, clothes, stuff that we work on, and Scarefest in Lexington, Kentucky. This year is going to be September 11th through the 13th at the Lexington Convention Center right outside of Rupp Arena. Tickets are on sale right now. You can contact Patty Starr or Layla Cook via Facebook or go to the website, thescarefestcon.com. We've got a few people booked right now. I will definitely be there, but Josh Gates from Expedition Unknown Travel Channel. That's going to be one of the featured guests this year, and we're still waiting on a few other people, but he is going to be a headliner, definitely. Can't wait to meet him. All right, so we'll roll on. We'll play some music, get everybody in the mood, either for fighting or calm. But I have to play this because I can relate. Yeah, no. Give me a minute, I'll come away. Lady Gaga, of course. She is one of the very few geniuses out there left to me. Anyway, still rolling on with the show we have. Let's see, is that right? We have 11 minutes left. Okay. So we'll roll on again. Going to announce some upcoming events that I've got scheduled with my groups and radio. Be sure to stay tuned to liveparanormal.com. I will be doing a radio show from there also.
All over the place. I'm all over the place.
I wasn't trying to be the next American Idol. First off, I'm too old for that shit. Second off, I'm doing my own thing. Yeah. I create my own shows, and I write scripts, and I can spell. I still have a sense of compassion. But we still keep rolling. I'm going to give a shout-out to the couple callers that blocked their number. That's funny. Ha-ha. That's what I think about it. Anyway, you're just a fart in the wind. Oh, my God, girl said fart. But anyway, the upcoming event, besides, personal shit, but I have got a ghost hunt scheduled at Whitehall in Richmond, Kentucky, and I also have one that I'm booking actually as of tonight. I hope we get the date squared away, but for Bobby Mackey's in Wilder, Kentucky, it's right outside of Cincinnati. You guys are more than welcome. I can only take up to 30 people, okay? So get your kicks in while you can. Average ticket sales, I have to see how many people are going to actually show up, and that's how I do divide up the ticket sales. You can't beat $15 a ticket to get into Bobby Mackey's, because some of these shows, like I've worked with Ghost Adventures up there, and I've been up there on my own doing stuff, and it's a lot of money to get in there. So this is actually a deal. I'm going to put this on my website here in just a little while. I will update that event. And if you use PayPal and use the coupon code Bobby Mackey, okay, all caps, you will get even more of a discount. And plus, I'm going to be giving away some of my jewelry up there, and so it's going to be a big event. I want to give a shout-out to Tri-State Paranormal as well, Chris Maggart, Patrick Shields, Derek Mack. We're going to try to all get together up there and do this event. And if you liked, they are on Roku, Paranormal Reality TV. Check them out. Good people. Shout out to Elena Maggart, too. I love you. They were my neighbors at Scarefest. Okay, so I have time for one more. Yes, one more song. And this is the one I was, like, playing last night. So remember the name or keep it out of your mouth. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Gosh. That's not it. All right, we'll do a little bit of a mashup here.
Pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the day. 10% luck, 20% skill.
about the haters. Fort Minor, remember the name.
Remember it. Let it burn in your memory tonight when you sleep.
Anyway, still got a couple minutes left in the show. Again, like I said, you guys, please, we have to promote some more Scarefest stuff. ScarefestCon.com, or get in touch with my compadre, Patty Starr, and let's see, we've still got platinum tickets available, golden tickets, everything, so do it, come on, go sign up now, get your tickets, or get your vendor booth. I know I'll be there again. That was fun. And I'm going to give him a shout-out to Santiago Cirillo. I love him. From The Walking Dead, he played Julio. He's been on my radio show before also. And hopefully we'll see him there again. Wanting to do the convention in Tennessee with him. But I think he called it like Coo or Chew Con or something like that, but it's in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and he will be down there promoting a lot of his stuff to new TV shows coming out. I will be extras in that as well. So, I don't tell everything I know. Not yet. We're waiting for actually March to come around so we can really release this stuff, but that's just a little preview of what I'm doing, working with the Walking Dead people, but, oh, I forgot. I'm stupid.
Cricket.
I won't give out no more bullshit-ass details about people's shit because I know everything, and please, God,
don't mess with me.
What's that voice again? We got 90 seconds. All right, so 90 seconds to promote, Scarefest, the SuperCon again in Erie, Pennsylvania, July 24th to the 25th. And we will also be doing a ghost walk up there. Hit up liveparanormal.com for all the details. This is actually kind of a cheaper ticket to get into some of these conventions. So we're going to make all of this work out. Chip Coffee will also be up there as well, the well-renowned known psychic. He is a good friend of mine, and I'm going to give him a shout-out too. Just go to chipcoffee.com and say a prayer for him because he just lost his dog like this past week. Oh, it was bad. But that's life. It circles round and round.
Yep, and karma's a bitch. Yep, I know that.
So, I'm going to leave the haters with this tonight. Ha-ha. You don't faze me one bit. And if, guess what? I will have the last laugh. So, ha-ha. Holler at your girl.